I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia. Rochester sports leader, 95.7 ESPN.
All right, he was on hand at the Ralph Kruger introductory press conference today at KeyBank Center. One of our regulars here in the Sports Bar that we always love opening our doors to, Lance Lasowski of the Buffalo News, on the beat for the Sabres. Lance, good with your time as always. We really appreciate you. Thanks for joining us. How are you, bud?
Doing well, thanks. Appreciate it. No, just finally. I mean, Ralph Kruger was hired 3 weeks ago, but first time ever speaking to him in person. So, very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, today the press conference, your initial reactions hearing him speak in person for the first time?
I mean, of course, he impresses you, just the way he can command a room, the way that he eloquently can answer almost any question directed his way. But of course, I know we're going to touch on this, but the whole event was overshadowed by the fact that Jeff Skinner remains unsigned, and I think that I know when I heard about them possibly having Ralph Kruger speak this week, I was wondering, well, maybe they'll kind of line this up so Jeff Skinner will also be here and be able to speak at the same time, but that hasn't come to fruition. So I think all eyes are going to be on that now.
Well, while that hasn't come to fruition, Lance, we've spent some time this afternoon talking about the idea that, you know, everything that these organizations do and the people within these organizations do is measured and strategic, and you wouldn't say as confidently as you said it today if you're Ralph Kruger if a deal with Skinner wasn't imminent, or would you?
I think the words that really stood out to me more was Jason Botterill. Jason Botterill didn't have to speak to the media, but he was more than willing to talk to a group of reporters, and based on his reaction, he must feel really good about where negotiations are. He wouldn't have even wanted to talk. And just playing off of what Ralph Kruger said, I mean, Jason Botterill said all along that both sides want to get a deal done. I think there's no question that Jeff Skinner wants to be back in Buffalo, but on his own terms. So, I mean, there's obviously a reason why this deal hasn't been consummated yet, okay? And it's either going to be, what, we've heard that it's probably the money, not somewhere between $9 to $9.5 million. And you have to understand, I mean, I know I do, why Jason Botterill might be a little hesitant to go that far. But, of course, I think in the end, the deal is going to get done.
Lance, what about this theory that the deal is actually done and the Pegula Sports Entertainment, they choreographed things so much so to the point that today was about Ralph Kruger and, well, tomorrow might be about something else?
That's always a possibility. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe next week. I think that there has to be a genuine reason from Jason Botterill why not only he was willing to talk, but just the answers that he gave. It wasn't the same company line, in my opinion. There was an overwhelming sense of confidence from him that this is going to get done, and it's not going to get done after July 1st, and it's going to be on there. It's going to get done before then. That, you know, maybe they'll get that eighth year. Who knows? But there has to be some sort of talk from both sides that makes them feel that confident to say the things that he did.
Lance, I at first blush just close my eyes, hear him speak, and I swear I hear Randy Sexton. He reminds me of Randy Sexton because he comes off as polished, worldly, very intelligent, classy almost, but also a little bit more depth in his words. I think a little bit more gravitas to his delivery. And then I look back to the day that they announced the hiring, and I think it is strategic and it was planned. Hey, let's use that locker room clip of him with the Oilers where he's getting the guys fired up. I mean, this is the anti-Phil Housley we're talking about here, right?
I think that we saw some of his strengths, and it's no secret. The guy can motivate. He wrote a book on leadership. He wrote that book detailed about how to work as a team, just speaking to people who worked with him over the years, whether it be in Switzerland, the World Cup of Hockey, or in Edmonton, you hear the same thing. I mean, he knows how to not only build trust with players, but to get them to buy into a vision. And that's what was so important about him speaking to Jeff Skinner when he did, because they needed somebody to sell Jeff Skinner on who is Ralph Kruger? What's he going to do? I mean, Jeff Skinner can hear it from other people. He can talk to Paul Maurice, who worked with Kruger at the World Cup of Hockey, but it has to come from Kruger. And the way that Kruger is almost a salesman to a certain extent on the way he's able to kind of just build confidence to get people energized. You know, you've seen it, and it's really impressive. And that's what really stood out to me today. It was him detailing his conversation about Jack Eichel, not about Eichel's play on the ice, but about Eichel's leadership skills, because that's something that, of course, was going to be lacking from a 22-year-old captain. It's going to be something so important for that team moving forward, because this team's going to go where Jack Eichel takes them.
We're talking to Lance Lesowski. Buffalo News is today. Ralph Kruger had his introductory press conference. Lance, he kind of touched on this too, the fact that, well, he's got a lot of work ahead of him, not just to learn the personnel on his own team, but the personnel throughout the whole league here. So how far behind in just that sense would you put Ralph Kruger as far as getting up to speed here, what's happening today in the NHL?
The guy is, I don't want to maybe go as far as to say he's brilliant, but he's very bright by all accounts. He's going to have a few months here to get up to speed on, like he even acknowledged today, the speed of the game, how much it's increased over the last 6 years, the flow of the game, how much the league has changed, the type of players that are becoming more. You're seeing a lot of smaller players who are having success. How is he going to utilize his personnel? Not only does he have to study the Sabres, but as you mentioned, it's across the league. It's learning teams in the division. I know that it's not like he's been completely disconnected from the National Hockey League, but I mean, he was chairman of a English Premier League soccer team, and he was almost running that team like he was an owner to a certain extent. So that's a consuming job. I don't know how much time reasonably he had to sit back and watch some hockey, but I think that's going to be his biggest task here moving forward. He knows systems. He knows the game. He knows how to motivate players, but how is he going to translate that into an 82-game season? And he expressed confidence today, to his credit, that his international experience, those high-pressure situations, like Botterill said during shortly after the hiring, that they believe that that's going to really help him in this transition here. And he did do fairly well in his one season at Edmonton. I think a lot of people have sort of glossed that over because it was in a lockout short year and they missed the playoffs. But there were a lot of serious strides that were made during that one year.
Lance, I'm curious if you were at the Combine last weekend, and if you were, what your takeaways were.
Yes, I was at the Combine, and I will just say, based on people I've spoken with across the game, that they can't go wrong with the 7th overall pick when it comes to the Sabres, and that's something that should get people excited. Of course, they're not going to get Jack Hughes or Kaapo Kakko, and the player they select is going to need at least 1 year of college hockey, but I think they're in a very good position of strength here because they're going to be able to address an area of need. Probably for their hope, it's going to be a center, maybe Trevor Zegras, but a really talented group. I think it's going to be fun to see how this group of the National Development Program, where they go in the draft, how they fare in the years moving forward. But there's a lot of talent in that first round, and the Sabres are going to come out of it with a very good player. So we'll see how it goes.
So that's kind of the expectation that whoever is going to fall in that slot. And Lance, you know, coming in this category of when it comes to the NFL draft, I can rattle off, a mock 1 through 32 entering the draft. But outside of the top two, I think most of us are kind of fuzzy right now. The chances are that the Sabres would draft somebody who we could see perhaps in Rochester, if not Buffalo this year, are slim. Is that what you're saying?
I would say slim, unless you get a scenario where the player, like Casey Mittelstadt, goes to college and ends up signing the entry-level deal toward the end of the year. And there's nothing really wrong with that. I think when you look at these players and just the development that needs to go into them, they're in a good spot. If you get Trevor Zegras, let him go ahead to Boston University and play in that competitive atmosphere, get some very valuable time there. And perhaps he's ready to help Rochester for a playoff run, or he comes to Buffalo. But it's not like these guys are years away. There's nothing wrong with somebody going to play college hockey for 1 year, especially where they're going.
One of our regulars, Lance Lesowski, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Lance, we just got a tweet from one of our listeners, Vince, who just points out he's not saying that we can replace him with anyone, but is it possible that the Skinner situation is similar to that of, say, Peerless Price back in the day with the Bills, as in Jack is going to make the guy next to him look better no matter what, like Molds did for Price?
I don't think so. I think Jeff Skinner has proven himself to be an elite goal scorer. I just look at the numbers over the last 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, he's one of the, at even strength, he's one of the best players in the league in terms of scoring goals. That costs money. That's why they're going to be paying the price tag they are. And let's face it, if they let Jeff Skinner walk out that door, who replaces him? Who's going to be the left wing? You're not going to get 40 goals out of C.J. Smith. I'm sorry. You're not going to get 40 goals even out of Victor Olsen. That's too much pressure to put on a young player. The whole point is that prospects were to fill out your roster. They're not supposed to be leaned on to that extent. So it would be a very difficult situation for the Sabres in terms of replacing Jeff Skinner, and they know that. That's why that this thing's going to be pushed across the finish line one point or another.
We're talking to Buffalo News beat reporter Lance Lisowski, one of our regulars here in the sports bar. Sticking with Skinner, I'm trying to play this out in my mind here, Lance, because if we get to... What would be kind of the, maybe this really isn't going to happen deadline? Like, what would be the legal tampering kind of window that would open up that would allow other teams to come on board? Is there a certain date the NHL allows for that?
Well, it would probably, if it goes past July 1st, of course, there's a reason to be nervous. I wouldn't even be nervous about the, June 23rd when they're able to start negotiating with other teams. I think really at this point, look at what the Sabres are able to offer him and what he would get in the open market. What they can give him $8.5 million over 8 years. I don't see a team giving Jeff Skinner a 7-year deal worth $70 million. I just don't see that happening. I don't think his representation sees that happening based on the teams that have cap space, the teams that would want a player like Jeff Skinner. It's all about fit. It's all about, does it make sense to the team that's going to be looking for him? This is the best fit, by all accounts. And it's not that Jason Bottrell can lowball them. I think $8.5 million, that should be the price that gets it done. And I think that's right where you want it.
Lance, but from the Skinner perspective, how do you know? I mean, how do you know if you're Jeff Skinner, if you're not leaving millions on the table by not going to free agency?
It's a good question. And he's never been an unrestricted free agent before. And I think a lot of guys who are in Jeff Skinner's position at least want to test the waters. He's never chosen what team he wanted to play for. He was drafted by the Hurricanes, signed an extension there at a pretty young age, and then gets traded to Buffalo. I think that a lot of people in this game, I know that tampering is illegal, but I think people talk. I think that conversations are had. I think there's a pretty good understanding at this point which teams could be possibly interested in Jeff Skinner, how much money they might have to spend based on who they need to re-sign, what their other needs are, what's realistic. I think that there is a team out there that can give them, that would be willing to give them a lot of money. I still don't think it's as much money as the Sabres are. And I just look at the teams that would be in that pool. I just don't think that they are maybe even that much more competitive or at least ready to compete right away as the Sabres. And that's really saying something.
Lance Lisowski, Buffalo News beat reporter, covering the Sabres here. And Lance, after game number 4, we were forced to revisit the Ryan O'Reilly trade. Okay, so a lot. I mean, some revisionist
over
history.
And over again.
Yeah, over and over and over again. Do you fault Jason Bottrell? Because I know some fans are, not too happy seeing their former captain doing great things here in the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, it's going to haunt. Well, maybe haunt might be a strong term, but it's going to follow Jason Bottrell around until Tage Thompson either proves that he's a very capable NHL player, or that first-round pick ends up becoming something special. It's not a good trade by any means at this point. I know that it's tough that Patrick Berglund walked away. That's a potential 20-goal scorer, but it's also a shame on the Sabres for trying to utilize him in a way that wasn't going to get the most out of him. And that's what sort of discouraged Patrick Berglund, and he left. So Vladimir Sobotka, I can't explain the reason why they acquired him. I could sit here for a day and contemplate it, and it still wouldn't make sense. So that trade is all about Tage Thompson and a first-round pick for Ryan O'Reilly. Now, Tage Thompson, if he becomes a 30, 40-goal scorer, who knows? I love his upside. I think there's a lot more there, and he's still only 21 years old, then great. But right now, it's a tough look because Ryan O'Reilly's a heck of a player. Not only has he been dynamic in these playoffs, but he's a Selke finalist. He's been a leader on that team, and by all accounts has really pushed them forward and got them out of that hole they were in back in January. And they're really good, and he's a really good player, and the Sabres certainly missed them. And it's really hard to replace a center like that with that sort of production, that sort of two-way game. And they're going to be looking for a player like him for probably years to come. So at least Casey Mittelstadt, develops into something.
Well, not to get all sentimental here on Ryan O'Reilly during his time in Buffalo, Lance, but I mean, short of all of the losing, finishing last and all of that, what went wrong with Ryan O'Reilly in Buffalo? The love of the game comment being the cherry on top, but, prior to that, what went wrong?
I think what went wrong with Ryan O'Reilly is what's gone wrong with
a few different players that have gone left Buffalo and gone on to greener pastures, I guess you could say. It's who you're surrounded with. It's the culture that you're playing in. It can be really discouraging. I saw it firsthand with that team this past season in the second half. They couldn't dig themselves out of it, not just on the ice, but off the ice. It can just be defeating. And there was just nobody that really dug them out of it. You know, maybe it's partially on Ryan O'Reilly, you know, because personally you need to maybe have a little bit more, be mentally strong, but who knows what goes on behind those closed doors. And I think that's something that professional sports, we gloss over time and time again. It's just that as much as we think we know what's going on, you know, as media, as fans, as consumers, there's a lot that goes into this. And I think that his production on the ice was great, but something was missing. And I think a lot of it is just supporting cast. That team was not nearly good enough last year. It's why they won 25 games, not only just Ryan O'Reilly or in his other years in Buffalo. So, you know, that's kind of the double-edged sword there. I mean, you kind of risk giving up on a player, and I keep looking at Rasmus Ristolainen. I think that Botterill has to be thinking twice about giving up on Ristolainen because there's still a chance that he can go on and do what Ryan O'Reilly is doing elsewhere. Of course, he's a defenseman, but similar situation, I would think.
Lance Osowski, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Back to Kruger. Is his coaching staff rounded out here? How much room? And while we're kind of wondering, would Chris Taylor be possibly a candidate? Because we're kind of assuming Taylor would be back in Rochester, but who knows?
Yeah, so Ralph Kruger said today that they are still talking to candidates. There's a lot of people who are interested in getting on that staff because a lot of people want to work with Ralph Kruger. A lot of young coaches want to learn under him because he's very good in terms of working with other people. I've been told by a few different people that Steve Smith will be retained as an assistant coach. I don't know about anybody else, any of the other assistants, but this is a process that's probably going to take, as Kruger said today, probably till the end of the month for them to really sort this out and make a decision. I would expect that somebody with NHL experience is going to be added to that staff. I know that that's something Jason Botterill values in terms of having an additional resource for Ralph Kruger. I don't think Chris Taylor is going to be on the staff. Botterill said last month that they think that it's in Taylor's best interest professionally to continue developing as a head coach in Rochester. Now, I viewed that as a potential head coaching waiting situation, not directly, but they love Chris Taylor. They want him to continue learning to be a head coach and becoming better and possibly replacing Ralph Kruger at some point wouldn't be a far-fetched scenario. We'll see how the other dominoes fall, but I just don't see Chris Taylor leaving Rochester, which is great. I think it's great for him to be down there, not only for him, but for the young players in that organization, because he proved this past season that he's very good in terms of player development. That's something this organization really values.
Yeah, some stability in one part of the organization, at least. Lance, you're always so gracious with your time to join us here in the Sports Bar. We appreciate you being one of our regulars. I want to make sure you have some time to tell us what you got coming up next.
A few different things. I'm working on all my draft stuff. I'm writing a few different pieces that will be coming up here in the next week and a half or so. So just keep your eyes peeled for the Buffalo News in print and online.
Lance, always appreciate your time. Great work. Keep it up.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Lance Osowski in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, and in the latest Buffalo Sabres news. Check his work out and follow him on Twitter as well, @LanceLosowski. There on with Ralph Kruger.
You know, like some work sites will have, 700 days, OSHA, 700 days since an accident. We should have like a tally in our Sports Bar, like
how many days we get confused.
Yeah, people get confused, like
they
who's who. Here,
call so. You Mike and call me Gene.
Don't you? You're probably insulted like that because I do not have your nice deep voice.
I don't even think twice about it. Look, okay, a couple notes on our show. If you're new and you're just joining us, you're in the Sports Bar. I'm Mike Danger. He's Gene Battaglia. We're different. We're not going to do it the way your traditional sports talk shows do it.
Yeah, like, here's my thought. We go to the phones. We go to Mr. Poopstain. Mr. Poopstain, I don't want to talk. You talk for 120 seconds.
Yeah,
go.
It's different. Now, that said, look, we always encourage you to join us at 454-ESPN, 454-3776, but like many good sports talk shows before us, we encourage you to have a take. Come strong.
Yeah.
If you're going to join us.
This is not your platform, okay? Bring something to us that we could share with the world.
And in terms of Gene and I, we're a couple of regular guys passionate about our sports, passionate about our teams, passionate about our families. A couple of West Side dudes in Rochester. Gene's been here his whole life. I've been here for over 20 years. Love this town. Love this community. We might not be your cup of tea, but give us a chance. Give us 5 to 10 shows. Give us a couple of weeks. And maybe we grow on you. This is the time of year where things settle down. It's a slower time. Yeah, you know, Stanley Cup finals are wrapping up. The NBA finals are wrapping up.
We'll have a couple drafts, but yeah.
And we really kick it into gear when training camp comes around. And look, we want you to be a part of what we got going on here in the sports world. We got plenty of smart guys that join us every day in this show that make you a more knowledgeable and a better sports fan. Lance Lasowski, one of those regulars.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio, one of those regulars. So it's worth your time, and maybe it's not your cup of tea, but give it a crack. Like I said, 2 weeks, 5 to 10 shows. And we're still learning. We're still trying to figure things out, too. You know, one of our takesmen, Trey, called us during last call a couple days ago and said, you know what, the way you guys end the show with semisonic closing time, it sucks. Needs to go.
Terrible song. You know what?
Trey, you're right.
Yep.
You're right.
Gone.
It's gone. Now, I don't know what we're going to do to replace it. Got some suggestions. Got some ideas. We've
some good, some... Whoa, what are we talking about?
Whoa.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get into that more here. Last call is coming up next hour at this time in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We also have another round of shots. Happy hour right around the corner. But first, we've got to get to NFL appetizers. This is where we serve up today's top NFL stories in bite-sized form. Yeah, the NFL news and notes of the day, brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years, online at alexsribs.com.
Oh no, Redskin fans. This isn't an injury, but this is some drama you have here with one of your better players here who is saying, I'm done in Washington. We'll get to that story here. Exactly what is the standard for pass interference on a Hail Mary pass?
No one knows!
No. Nope, nope, nope. We'll tell you what the NFL is telling us. A 49er officially retiring today. Oh, and Aaron Rodgers speaks for the first time since he couldn't chug a beer thing. Jeez.
Am I going to take an opportunity to crap all over Aaron Rodgers for all the times he's ripped my heart out as a Chicago Bear fan? Yes, yes, I am. We're going to do that next. NFL appetizers quickly on the way here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95. 5.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.